Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new edition of the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report, coming to you live from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. This is Robert Hensley, your host, and I am really excited. It's a new year. Welcome, 2023. I hope everyone was safe and had some fun and rang in this new year in the best way possible. So today, in a new Minuteman report, we're going to talk about numerology first, and then we have a new segment coming up in for the Minuteman report, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But let's go ahead and start with our main story here, people. We are talking about numerology. All right. 2023 equals 7, universal year. So I'm not sure if you follow numerology, if you believe in arithmancy. Arithmancy is just another word for divination through numbers. But so basically, 2023 being a universal 7 universal year, basically it comes out that 2023 is broken down into 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 3, which equals 7. So what does that mean? The mystical significance of the number 7, and I'm pulling a lot of information here from a great website that I found called yearly-horoscope.org. They laid this stuff out so well, it's so easy to understand. I recommend that you go there if you're interested and you look up the full yearly forecast and also figure out what your personal number is for the year 2023 and look to see what that means for you. Some great forecasts here. But so the number 7, the number 7 has a long history of being considered a sacred or mystical number in different cultures. So in the Abrahamic religions, which are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, the number 7 is often associated with divine completeness or perfection. Remember, because the universe, the world, was created in 7 days. then we have kind of the Indian religions, 7 chakras, energy centers in the body, the ancient Greeks. The 7 daughters of the god Atlas were turned into the Pleiades constellation. In Native American culture, the number 7 is considered sacred, and it's connected to the cycles of life, nature, and the spiritual world. And in numerology, the number 7 is associated with wisdom, spirituality, and good fortune. So that leads us to the question, is 2023 going to be a lucky year? And the answer that I found on the website, right, yearly-horoscopes.org, many numerologists believe that 2023 is a lucky year and that it's protected by God. Now, according to the information here, people should focus this year on future plans and projects. People will feel or experience professional success, monetary windfalls, and there should be, for some of us, the number 7 and being a 7 universal year will lead to the discovery of the meaning of life. All right, so throughout the year, we will potentially take a little more time for ourselves. We may experience spiritual growth or find ourselves kind of pulling away slightly in some of our relationships in order to better understand where we are and what we're doing and to make some plans. This is a time to really focus on work, to put forth a lot of energy and direct that energy towards projects that we finish, right? Don't leave things hanging. It's all about what we can do to focus, right, and be productive. We don't want to get too carried away with too many things at one time. We really want to focus on what we start getting from beginning to end, and watching for any pitfalls, because for a lot of people, this year it could be a lot of running forward and finding that you've lost momentum because you somehow missed something and you have to take two steps back. We don't want to do that, right? We want to keep moving forward. So our attention is essential. Also during this time period when we see the number seven repeating over and over and over, that is supposed to be giving us clues about our future. They say the repetition or the repetitive appearance of the number seven signifies that spiritual growth, development, intuition, and inner wisdom are essential themes in your life. It is important to cultivate individualism, independence, and self-awareness. And also, number seven is associated with creativity, intelligence, and a strong intellect. So seeing the number seven a lot may also be a sign that these qualities are being activated or highlighted in your life. They say that it's a good time to take a time to reflect on themes and see how these, all of these things are kind of, manifesting, in your life. And then of course they go on to talk about, your personal year number. So now your personal year number is, and I've got this wrong. If you're on YouTube and you're looking at the graphic, it's wrong. So it's the month plus the date plus the year. So to find your personal number for 2023, it is the month of your birth, the date of your birth, plus 2023. So, for instance, mine is April 12th, 2023. So that would be April 4, 12, which is 1 and 2. So 4 plus 1 plus 2 is 7. Plus 2023, which comes out to 7, so that's 14. 1 plus 4 is 5, so my personal number for this year is 5. And if you go to the website, yearly-horoscope.org, you can look to see what the forecast is specifically for your personal number. And I think they're kind of interesting. I'm a little excited, you know, looking at this. I've never really read anything about numerology or arithmetic before. I know that people have been using, you know, numbers to divine things for years. And this is really like I feel like this might be a really good year for me if all of this kind of holds true to these beliefs, to what the forecast says. Next. I want to move into this new segment that we're adding to Minuteman Report, Spell of the Week. Now, I came across a guy, a practitioner named Daniel Morris, who had created some really cool one-word spells. And, you know, a spell is basically... how to say this without having the fury of a bunch of people come raining on my head. a spell is basically like a prayer, right? So it's about intention. It's about focus and having the belief, or again, the intention that what you say or what you're asking will happen. Today's spell... is a one-word spell called Meriquil. Meriquil. Okay? So it is a spell that was created to calm inner turmoil or tempers. It is from the Latin word for the sea, which is mare, and the English tranquil together, Meriquil. And so how this works, Daniel says that you get the best results when you cast this with wet hands. So, of course, it is about calming the inner sea, the inner turmoil, the temper, the kind of boiling, rolling waves inside. And so with wet hands, focus your intention on the person you wish to calm and cast and say clearly the word Meriquil. That's it. Easy, easy peasy. You'll have to try it sometime. Let me know what you think. I haven't, the new year's just started and I haven't had a chance to, I haven't been really crazy temper wise or had too much, too many things where I felt like, oh, I'm not even keeled. So I haven't had a chance to try this yet, but I will. If you have a chance to try it, let me know if it works for you. And, again, thank you to Daniel for letting me borrow, his spells for this segment. And, his student, will also be, providing some information for this segment throughout the year as well. And, just thank you so much to both of them. So brings us to the end of another, episode of the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Hope everyone had a great new year. I know I already said that. I want to wish you a very happy new year now and tell you that we're wishing you all the best for the year ahead. And again, visit yearly-horoscope.org to check out that 2023-7 Universal Year forecast and to check out the full forecast with your personal number for the year. And remember, there are three chances every week of new Truth Be Told content. That's me on Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern with the Minuteman Report. Bonnie Burkhart on Wednesday with Truth Be Told Transformations. Same time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And Tony Sweet, of course, on Fridays with the original Truth Be Told every week. Same time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And coming up this month, we'll be adding the new Spanish language. And I wish I could remember what the title was. La Verdad Se Habla. The Truth Is Spoken. And that is being hosted by the Latinx musical artist Metaphor. And that'll be starting at some point here in January. So lots of cool stuff. And as always, until next week, stay true. Have a good one, everyone.